Auburn, $10,935, Steve and Linda Golding, west of Route 1 Coastal Highway, south of South Shore Drive Extended, off the South Inlet Road, being lot 67 within Rock Terminal Mobile Home Park, a special use exception to build a dwelling in a mobile home park.
Please state your name and address for the record. Will you raise your right hand? All the testimony you're about to give, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Steve Golding. This is my wife, Linda. With us is Adam Rohn. He's our builder, and he has a lot of information and some compelling photos that we'd like to present to explain our situation here. Before we do that, just in the way of background, my wife and I purchased a lot on Indian River. The lot faces the bay on the south side and a little marina on the front side. We purchased the lot in order that we could build a home on the lot. We engaged a realtor to help us, and there were actually several lots on that road. There were three lots, as I recall. And we picked out the one that we thought was the best. We put in an offer. We told the real estate agent that it was our intention that we would build a home on the lot. It is on a street or a road that has homes that are very, very similar to the one that we're planning on building, so we didn't expect that there would be any problem. We actually went through the whole process, put in an offer. The seller of the lot accepted the offer. We then went to settlement, and everything seemed to go very, very smoothly. We closed on the lot. We had obtained financing. We went through a bank to obtain a construction-to-perm loan, so there was a lot of due diligence on that respect. So we actually went through the closing. Several days after the closing, went to obtain a permit in order to start construction. This home was a modular home that we were going to actually build up on pylons because of the floodplain nature of the property, and several of the homes are like that. And when he went to obtain the permit, he was told that we were not properly zoned. This was the first that I had heard of anything like this, and as it turned out, we found out after the fact that apparently at one time this development, and it's now really a housing development, I think these photos will explain that, used to be a trailer park. And we never knew it was a trailer park, and our real estate agent never found that out. The seller never disclosed it, or if he knew it, nor did the seller's agent disclose it to us. We were in the situation where we realized we had to come forward and obtain a variance because the lot apparently is not properly zoned for a single-family home, even though all the other homes on that whole street are single-family homes.
So what we'd like to do is we're applying for the special use exception for doing a modular home, what's zoned for a mobile home community. So what I'll hand to you now is just an aerial view of some of the homes that go up and down the road, which some of them are the original mobile homes, but you wouldn't really be able to see by going down the road because they've been built on with second roofs or detached garages and have kind of lost that appearance, as well as one and I think maybe two homes that have already set this precedent by being allowed to leave the mobile home zoning.
Okay, and you understand the requirement of a special use exception is to convince us that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Yes.
Not like the previous cases.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, we certainly believe that this won't affect any neighboring homes because cosmetically it would basically, you know, maintain the appearance of the community as it stands now.
Okay. All right. Proceed.
One of the ones that was previously done, I think a couple years ago, which you'll see, is a white three-story home that was site-built with a red metal roof would be kind of our best example of the precedent that's been set in the community, or in this zoning area, that we'd like to try and follow by doing a modular. And in terms of the site appeal of the house, it will be consistent with the neighboring homes, a ranch-style home up on pilings to get out of the flood zone with a deck on the rear. It's not requiring any side yard or rear front yard setback emissions from zoning.
Okay. Is there any other homes on pilings?
The white one that was at the top of the thing, one was on pilings, and
the there's
one next door. Right next door.
Next door is on
it's up on pilings.
Some of them are right level to the ground, too.
Some of them are on level ground. I think those were the original mobile homes that were, maybe even set before the, flood construction code. But you can see in the aerial view the couple that are up on pilings. You can see in the decks that they are.
All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickert?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Scharr?
No.
Okay. Chair, hearing no questions, is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? I have one hand. Did you want to speak, or you just want to be noted as... Okay. And is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Would you folks like to speak? Okay. Folks can have a seat up front here and allow them the opportunity to speak. It's two, yes.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
My address is 18 South Shore Drive, and I'm representing the homeowners association of the development right there. Not that development, but across the street.
Okay.
Yeah, adjacent.
Robert Payne, 18 South Shore Drive. And can you both raise your right hands? Am I about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
My name is Gail Payne, and I'm representing the South Shore Marina Homeowners Association. Our community abuts the Rockturn Mobile Home Park, which is where they're applying for a variance. And I guess where we are now is we're opposing because we don't have enough facts to say, yeah, we're in agreement with it. When I look through the variance, there are two plot plans in there. Both of them have different dimensions. So one of the questions we had was, what is the size of the dwelling that's going on to the yard, to the lot? The house next to them is a mobile home, a double wide, up on pilings. Is it like that? Is it going to be a single-story house? Our concern is that all residents for the Rockturn mobile home community have to get to that community traveling across a privately maintained road that belongs to South Shore Marina Homeowners Association. And we're concerned if the houses get bigger and more people in the houses, that creates more traffic on a road that we have to maintain. So we're concerned with what the size of this dwelling is going to be, how many bedrooms, things like that.
Okay, let's try to answer that question first. I believe the testimony we heard that it was going to be a 28 by 60 single-wide home. Is that correct?
Two-box modular.
Yes.
And the floor plan would be consistent with this, a double-wide of the same size. So it would be a three-bedroom home.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 28 by 60. And then what's the height restriction? Excuse me, what's the height going to be once it's up on pilot?
The height restriction in the county is 42 feet.
I understand that. I'm just asking if they know what this one's going to be when it's up.
We have not said.
If you want to speak, you really need to come up here, but let them ask questions, and I'll ask you. Go ahead.
And then the third question is, how does it fit within the setbacks on that? I'm assuming if it's 28 by 60, it's either going to be in the marsh or it's not going to meet the 30-foot setback on the roadside.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Well, the only thing they've applied for is a special use exception, which means that that we can grant that if they show that it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. And that's the only question here. They haven't applied for a variance, so that would suggest that they don't need a variance. They'll meet the setback requirements.
Okay. So that answers that question. The other concern that we have, again, is with the height on the property, which we don't have an answer to.
The answer to that would be that they can't go any higher than 42 feet.
I understand that. Our concern is that when we purchased all our properties, we understood that it was a mobile home park.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, the views and everything on our properties. If they go, if every one of the lots over there, which are roughly 50 by 100, were to go to the 42-foot height above, and is that the same as a house, 42 feet above the FEMA line, so you're really almost at 52 feet out there in the middle of the water?
Base flood elevation, you can go up. That's what they take in consideration. And you
okay,
take
so
the base flood elevation and subtract it from what the top.
So I don't know what his pictures look like, but if you look at the way the development is now, and you start to put 22 homes over there on 50-foot wide lots that are 52 feet up in the air, we think it's going to seriously have an impact on our home values. We bought for the views. We knew it was a mobile home park. We knew that there was a lot of the people that have purchased since then knew that there was potentially going to come the time where they had to go up on pilings because of the flooding over there. And that still is a major difference if you look at the two houses of the one that's on pilings and is a modular versus Parker's. Had we known Parker had filed for a variance on his, and his is on a double lot, had we known that that one had filed for a variance, we would definitely have been here on that one as well. But it was not posted that there was a variance okay. hearing on that.
What they're requesting is for a basically a double wide mobile home or modular home, I'm sorry, on pilings, single story.
Okay. Single story. If
28,
this variant,
28
then
by
I can,
60.
I can support that.
Okay. All right. So therefore, is no opposition.
The only thing I would like to add is I object to setting the precedent to convert the mobile home park into, in effect, a subdivision without going through the subdivision planning. The one concern is, of course, our roads, which we support. A single house isn't going to make that big a difference. But if 27 lots go from 2 bedrooms to 6 bedrooms, it is going to seriously impact the use of our roads.
Yeah, sure. And that was the first word sentence out of his mouth that it was set, that Parker had set a precedent.
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt you. We're not going on about
what. I understand.
Okay. That's not what we're looking at. So let's keep to the. Let me ask you something. You said you lived where?
We're adjacent to the mobile
Rock
home park.
And your concern is, from what I get out of this, is your view. Is that correct?
The property values.
Property values, so that
our
would
cost,
affect yours?
Our cost of living, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And our quality of life.
How long have you been where you are, that you've lived?
It's 1999.
1999.
Okay. They had a case back in November 21st, 2005. There was no objections to that at that time.
We didn't know what was going on. There was
no posting.
We never got a notice of it. And when I asked, we specifically came on this one, and I asked why we weren't notified of this one, since we are directly adjacent to not the lot, the lease lot that he has, but to the Rock Turn community, which is a single-owned property.
Excuse me, 200-foot radius.
But is it 200 from a leased lot on a... The entire property, they don't own their lot. They have a 99-year lease.
Any difference? It's still 200 feet.
So it's just that lot. Okay.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We thought that it was, but there was still no posting.
No, we don't have to go over another neighborhood. The county doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Just so
no,
it's within
I understand,
that 200.
But we thought because it was all owned by a single individual. Thank you. We learned that.
Okay.
Okay.
The hard way, but...
So are you in favor or are you?
The Homeowners Association is in favor. I will vote for the Homeowners Association. In favor.
I'm voting for me and I object. Okay.
Okay. All right. We finally got to that.
Okay. Because you feel it would set a precedent. Is that correct?
The precedent which to my way of thinking, is bypassing the normal planning for a subdivision. You know, their roads are substandard. They are going to impact the sewage system, which our development put in and they're using. Now, one house is not, 25 houses will. That has now been turned over to the county, so it would be a county obligation, I assume, for that increased capacity down the road. Currently, their house cannot be serviced by fire or ambulance. The roads are in such bad shape, I wouldn't want to put fire or ambulance on the roads. At one point, they're at least 20% eroded into the bay. Okay? So, just things to consider. Okay. And that's why I object.
Okay.
One question. How many homes of this type are already there?
In our development?
No, in
there's 20, in Athens. There's 22 lots in the trailer park.
How many homes of like?
There's one on one double wide on pilings, and then there's the stick built with the red roof out on the corner.
How many? Two.
There's two.
All the rest are mobile homes.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else in opposition? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 10,935 because it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent neighboring property.
Okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. And by roll call vote. Please respond.
Yes.
Mr. Ricker?
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Yes, I think the minimum variance is full relief.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
And I vote yes, as I don't see where it will have a substantial effect adversely to the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. So the motion is carried, and case number 10,935 is approved.